Hello, West Essex. I hope everyone's safe out there, and welcome to Sports Night Radio, the Wire's official student-run podcast for all things sports. My name is Paul Gustafson, and I'm joined today, as always, by Curran Stogie.
What's up, Paul?
How you doing, Curran?
Quarantine, let me tell you, man. Not the best. I don't like it.
I'm doing fine right now, but we don't have our usual studio here. It's been a while since we filmed one of these. My Chromebook's about to die. This is all... We're not in pristine condition here, but we're gonna make do.
Yeah, let me tell you. We've been busy. We've had like midterms, have had so much stuff. We missed a good amount. I think we missed Kobe's death. Rest in peace.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I don't think we did anything since New Year's.
I don't know, dude.
The whole month of January, though, like my voice was really weird. I think I was sick.
Yeah, I got stitches in my knee.
Yeah.
It's been a wild 2 months.
All right. Well, we're back. And we're going to talk about the NFL draft, which is coming up. We're going to do our mock drafts, top 10 picks. Let me tell you, the past few years, my mock drafts have been spot on. Like, as good as you could probably get.
Okay.
Like, 2 years ago, 8th grade, we were doing, like, a mock draft, like, a week before the draft. No one thought Baker was going number one. I put Baker number one. Now he's like the best quarterback in the league. So
okay, all right,
I'm happy with that.
So I feel like we should get into this. On that
note, okay,
with the first,
all right, yeah,
with the first pick in the draft, I have the Cincinnati Bengals taking Joe Burrow. I mean, it's been clear for like let's say, ever since let's just say the college football playoffs started, right, and the Bengals have been on the decline. They need the QB. Joe Burrow has been one of the best college QB. He had probably the best, if not one of the best, college QB seasons ever, right? So
the best.
Yeah. So I think it's definitely just he's just definitely been like the guy, and he's gonna be the guy to lead them.
I am a huge LSU fan, so I'm a big, big, big Joe Burrow fan, and I know firsthand from watching the games that he is. I think once he enters the league, he's already going to be top 10 quarterback. He is fantastic, the best you could get. He's going to not hopefully, because I'm a Steeler fan, but he should be able to lead the Bengals to some winning seasons in the future, and I really like Joe Burrow at number one as well.
All right, number two, we have the Redskins. I have them taking Chase Young. Chase Young, probably one of, if not the best, he's probably the best raw prospect in the draft. Sorry, Paul. But I think Chase Young is ridiculous. He mandates a double team or triple team every play, which is just going to help the other people on the D-line. And he can just shed the blocks very well. He's rare athleticism for his size, and he led the NCAA in sacks with 16.5, and he led the NCAA in forced fumbles with 7. So that just speaks to how good he's been.
I think just about everyone has these top two as well. Joe Burrow, I have Chase Young at number two. The Redskins, they're actually going to have a decent pass for us next year with guys like, you know, Jonathan Allen and Montez Sweat, Ryan Kerrigan. And then if you add Chase Young to that, to go along with a nice young group of players, I think they have Terry McLaurin on the offensive side, Haskins, who also went to OSU, Darius Geis. I think that the Redskins could be good in the future, and Chase Young will be a big piece of that.
Yeah, as much as I, being a Giants fan, want him to fall, I mean, there's a shot he falls. It's an outside chance, but, you know, I just hope I don't want to have Daniel Jones versus Chase Young twice every year. But
yeah,
with the third pick in the draft, the Detroit Lions, and I have them taking Jeff Okuda.
Mm-hmm.
He's the number one defensive back in the draft. The Lions just traded away Darius Slay, right? So they need a number one guy. And I don't think Desmond Trufant is it, right? He's a do-it-all corner. He's over 6'1", which so he can help match up against what we like to call basketball basketball receivers, who are these 6'4", 6'6", guys who can just get up there and grab everybody, moss everybody. So he can help match up against those guys, I think.
I have Okuda at number 3 as well. I think he's actually better than Darius Slay. So the Lions are going to get an upgrade at corner, in my opinion. It's just a perfect fit.
Yeah. Number 4. Now, this is where I feel like people really have a different thing with my New York Giants. I have them taking Isaiah Simmons. Isaiah Simmons is literally the most – he's a unicorn. He doesn't have a comparison, I feel like. He played over 100 snaps at 4 different positions each this season. He played corner. He played safety. He played linebacker. He even played on the edge. Like, he can just be plopped into the middle of the field, and he can just make plays because he's athletic. He can just do anything he needs to.
Number 4, I have the New York Giants making a trade with the LA Chargers. I think the Chargers are going to want to trade up above the Dolphins in order to get the guy that they want, who I think is Justin Herbert, as their quarterback. I know they like Tyrod Taylor, but he's not going to be able to lead them for the long run, especially with some of the young players they have over there, talented young players. I think Herbert fits in perfectly. And this trade, I'd say it's probably a Giants trade. They trade down to number 6. Yeah. And maybe they pick up a second or third round pick.
Yeah, there's also rumors of cornerback Desmond King being on the block, right? Giants.
Yeah,
I'd be okay with getting Desmond King. Another rumor is that the Giants could trade down to 9, get someone like Yannick Ngakoue for their edge, but we'll see about that. Number 5, the Dolphins. Now, I think this is another trade up spot, but I think that the Dolphins are actually going to surprise a few people, and they're going to take Tristan Wirfs out of Iowa. He's a tackle. He's a freak of nature. And I don't think they might not want to take a risk on Tua and his injury concerns. Tua is going to be a redshirt QB basically at this point anyway, because he'd like most likely just play only a few games at the end of the year, right? And I don't feel like they should waste the 5th overall pick on a redshirt QB when there's people later in the draft they can get. And so, yeah, I think they can take Tristan Wirfs, who is a really high ceiling and could be there for a long time.
Number 5, Dolphins. I'm going to have them taking Tua Tagovailoa. I think, like you were saying, he's a redshirt. Maybe he doesn't play this year, but I don't think the Dolphins are too worried about next year. I think they want to start building for the future, and Tua is the best quarterback on the board. Very, very talented. Who knows? Maybe he can slot in and play. Who's their quarterback right now? Do they even have Fitzpatrick?
Yeah, they still have Fitzpatrick. That's why.
Fitzpatrick's nice. He can hold it down until Tua is ready to play. And yeah, I don't really think they're worried about next year. They're more looking down the line. So I think they're gonna pick Tua.
Yeah, it could very well happen. Pick 6. I have the Chargers taking Tua there. I feel like Tyrod Taylor is different than Fitzpatrick. I feel like Tyrod Taylor is more of a transition QB, rather than Fitzpatrick, who can be more of a mentor. Tyrod Taylor, we saw with Baker, he eased Baker into the role. And I think he could do the same thing for Tua. Tua is experienced. He's played in 2 national championship games. The only concern, really, is that ankle injury and that small frame he has. I feel that if he gets the time, and the Chargers will be a great fit. They boost their offensive line, so I think definitely it could work out.
Okay. We're talking number 6 here. I had the Chargers trading up to 4 with the Giants. So I have the Giants here at 6. And I think they're going to take Tristan Wirfs. The Giants need O-line help. They're not very good in that part. They want to protect their young quarterback, Jones, and Saquon Barkley. So I think they want to build up the O-line. So I got them taking Tristan Wirfs.
Yeah, I have no problem with that. Pick 7, I have the Panthers. I have been taking Derek Brown at Auburn. Derek Brown's disruptive player. He's able to, he plays like a grown man against boys. It's that clip of him against LSU, pushing one of the LSU guards into Burrow to sack him, which is just kind of shows how he can be disruptive and he'll be a mainstay on the Panthers defensive line for a good amount of time.
Here with the Panthers at number 7, I have Isaiah Simmons out of Clemson. Do-it-all guys you talked about earlier. And I feel like something about him, I feel like he just reminds me of someone that the Panthers would like to have, just all around, like, you know, sick player that could do it all. And he'll definitely help their defense. If Isaiah Simmons and, well, they don't have Kuechly anymore, so Simmons could slot in wherever they need him. And if Simmons and the defense are booming on that side of the ball, then Bridgewater and McCaffrey are going to be able to get it done on offense. So I got Isaiah Simmons to the Panthers.
Yeah. Pick 8, Arizona Cardinals, Jedrick Wills. I feel like they need to protect Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray sacked 48 times last year, which is insane because he's a mobile QB too. And he's just extremely polished. He was a very good blocker for Tua at Alabama. He's a day one starter. And I just think he will help them out a lot.
I have Jedrick Wills to the Cardinals as well at number 8. He'll be able to block for Kyler Murray because I think they really want to build up the offense now that they acquired Hopkins. And, you know, they're looking brighter on that side of the ball. They're going to want to protect their young quarterback. So I have Jedrick Wills to the Cardinals.
Yeah. The Jags at 9, I think they're going to take someone like Javon Kinlaw, D-tackle out of South Carolina. Kinlaw's very motivated, right? He grew up homeless. He probably wants to do the best he can for his family to support them. He's a very high ceiling, right? He can reach deep into the pocket and sack the QB. And so I just think that that would be perfect for the Saxonville image they have. And they lost Calais Campbell, so he could be their replacement for him.
Number 9, I have the Jaguars taking CeeDee Lamb, wide receiver. I think they want to get Minshew some more weapons on the offensive side of the ball because I don't know how much faith they have in Minshew with the guys they have there, like D.D. Westbrook. I don't think they're that talented, the receivers. So if they could bring in CeeDee Lamb, you know, he just provides a whole nother option, star power on offense. So I think the Jaguars would want to do that.
And last but not least, we have number 10. I have Mekhi Becton out of Louisville going to the Browns. I think Becton is a great run blocker. He'll help Chubb and Kareem Hunt out a lot, and he's able to get out of the block and go downfield. He just has to develop more as a pass blocker, but he's big, though. So he can, he's able to block correctly for Baker, and I think, yeah, I just think he'll be very good help for him.
Number 10, I have the Las Vegas Raiders making a trade here. Trading up in the first round to acquire the Browns pick. I think they want to get more firepower since they're going to Vegas and they already have a good young team. This one I was debating back and forth going between Jerry Jeudy and Henry Ruggs. In the end, I decided to go for Jeudy. I think he's just straight up more talented, and I think he'd be a great fit. Give Derek Carr, Marcus Mariota, whoever they want to throw out there, more talent on offense. Who's their other receivers right now, the Raiders?
Tyrell Williams. You got, Hunter Renfrow.
See, not great, guys. Yeah. So if they were able to add a receiver like Jerry Jeudy, I think that would help them out a lot, and it could fill the shoes Antonio Brown was never able to fill.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that idea. And so, yeah, that's our parts 1 to 10. Yeah. We're going to be doing 11 through 20 and 21 through 32. So stay on the lookout for that. But stay safe out there and continue to social distance. Hopefully we'll be out of this for football season. And have a good day.
All right, stay safe, everyone.